Toad House.
I just want to, I want to waste more than 16 hours a day. I want to push it up to like 20, 22.
You want to be able to waste 22 hours a
right.
day.
I need
I mean,
to
why
able...
stop there? 23 and a half, right?
Right.
Well, that old sleep thing fucks you up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How long can you go without sleep?
Before you
it.
Die?
It seems to change like every year. Multiple days. But how long
depends.
The most people go? Like two?
Yeah, two days is pretty awful.
Yeah. And this is, I'm not, this is without stimulants too, I would say. Stimulants, I guess you can add in, but there's diminishing returns there too. I think if you can make it probably 36 to 48 hours with no stimulants of any kind, you're better than a lot of people. You're going to be so compromised with your thinking and reaction and everything that you're basically worthless. But I mean, I guess if you want to do it, do it. Good luck. Hello.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was taking a sip. I think I stayed up 30 hours one time, 30, 32 hours, something like that. That was miserable. You start hallucinating, hearing things, seeing things. It's not good. It's not good at all.
I did not. I think my record's around there a little more. I definitely did not hallucinate. I felt awful. I wasn't worth anything. But
I was trying to drive. And I was seeing shit off the side of the road that wasn't there.
Like, that is.
No. Well, yes, silhouettes of you know, things that are clearly like supernatural. Yeah. I don't know, like big werewolves or some shit. Goddamn Dracula out there.
Yeah, driving without sleep is not a good idea.
Oh, it's very dangerous. It's mm-hmm. illegal, actually.
Yeah.
Same like, as a DUI.
Yep. I think the science on it is once you hit a certain point, not that high either, it's like the equivalent of having like a 0.3, not 0.03, mind you, like a 0.3. Like as far as you're, obviously, you're not dying because 0.3 is really high, but how impaired you are.
Apparently, in 1965, a 17-year-old high school student set the world record by staying awake for 11 days.
Jesus. All right, so he was hitting that micro sleep phase.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way he was awake that whole time.
He did it for a science fair, and they didn't even have Call of Duty back then.
How did he do that?
How did he do it? That's what I want to know. Man, if I was up,
I still think
days.
I'd still say no. He didn't. He was micro sleeping, micro napping, because your brain just starts shutting itself off,
right?
And you like go subconscious for split seconds, and you come back and it starts swapping.
Well, I said that she had read somewhere if you don't get like at least 6 hours of sleep a night. Then, like, let's say every single night I get 5 hours of sleep, and so what would happen is I would basically get like dementia.
Early. Oh, okay, yeah.
At least that's what she was reading.
He hallucinated by day five. By day two, he showed signs of ataxia. He couldn't repeat tongue twisters. He couldn't identify objects based on touch. As it kept going, they tried to have him start with the number 100 and subtract 7. Just go as long as he could. And by day five, day five, he got to 65 and then stopped. And they said, "Why'd you stop?" He's like, "I don't know what I was doing." But yeah, made it 11 days and fully recovered with no long-term effects. Nice. And the Guinness Book of World Records got really scared about lawsuits and they stopped counting it. That's why his record still stands. They refused to count it.
Guinness.
Yeah. What a crock of shit. They will not count it.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, lame. That is very lame.
That is lame.
He like, did manage to beat someone in the game of pinball on the 10th day. Like, he still won.
Whoa.
Yep.
See, that tells me he was getting some Z's somehow, something.
I mean, the Navy was the... So, there were two doctors from the Navy that observed him the whole time.
Really?
Damn. Yep, that's what it says. So, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, that's as clean as you can get it, but still, it's just like, man, you shouldn't be able to track a pinball after 10 days of no sleep at all.
That's maybe he thought he was fighting a dragon.
That's the real question. That's the real question. Does sleep impairment make you a better pinball player?
Yep. Tune in next time when we will have not slept for 1 week. We'll challenge each other in pinball.
Fuck that. Fuck not sleeping for more than a day. I'll do it 24 hours, but not more than
I know,
that.
I get curious about shit like that. Like, what kind of state of mind? Like, what it's like to experience that kind of state of mind?
Man, there are cheaper ways to get that feeling, I'm sure.
Like what?
I don't know. DMT?
Illicit drugs.
Yeah, but if I just gotta stay away, mushrooms. That's pretty cheap, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
You're paying with blood. You're paying with time.
Right, yeah.
That's knocking years off, I think.
But I'm gaining time, really, because I'm not sleeping. I'm getting more done.
Uh-huh.
It may be productive. It may be a shit job.
You're over there slobbering on yourself.
I'm trying to put together like a fucking high chair.
This shit does not work out.
It's just sharp, pointy things sticking out everywhere. It
looks like a Death Sea urchin.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Yeah. I wouldn't do that. Like those people that, you know, they do the whole, like, keep your hand on this car and last one to take it off, you know, wins the car or whatever. And they stay on there for a long fucking time to try to win that car. Yeah.
Mr. Beast did something like that. He did some of those, like, first one or last one to sit down gets like $100,000 or some shit. Like, everybody standing up. Like, just weird.
Yeah, Leon Musk went to it, didn't he?
He did one of his. I don't remember if it was the standing up one, but yeah. His may have been one of the last one to stop touching this thing. He did a bunch of those. Like, he seemed to do a few of them in a row.
Yeah.
It's like one of those contests where you... It's like one of those dance contests where you just... If you're the last one dancing, then you win or whatever.
Yeah, same thing.
That would be awful.
He puts up his own money. Well, it's sponsor money, but he pays for it. He just invites people and does like weird physical things, like last one to sit down or last one to stop touching this, last one to do whatever.
Did y'all see the one where he went through the fucking like rite of passage ritual and that? I can't remember where it was. Of course, it was some tribe on the fucking jungle, but what they did was they sewed like these two big leaves together and made them like a glove, right? And on the inside, they sewed bullet ants.
Oh, and God.
You had to put both of your hands in it for like so long. I can't remember how long it was.
That's the most painful ant bite recorded or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he surprise, lost dude. Like he lost all feeling like
who's
halfway
he,
up his arm.
Mr. Beast?
Yeah.
Oh wow. No thanks.
Yeah, I'm not, no shit.
Let these ants bite you. That'll prove you're a man. Okay.
I mean, that's, you know, that's how they did it back then. You know what I'm saying? Or still do it.
Yeah, back then. 2018. Back then.
Yeah. When I was your age,
I don't know about these bullet ants.
We used to put our hands in bullet ant gloves, boy.
Golly. It's
pissing vinegar through a brick wall. Isn't that what they say?
Pissing vinegar through a brick wall.
Literally never heard that one.
You never me heard neither. That one?
That's a new one on me. It's pretty good, so, though.
This old football coach in high school used to say that. I heard him, I'd be in the bathroom taking a shit or something. He'd come in and he'd say, you know why you put your hand on the wall when you're taking a piss? He's like, to throw your ass out of gear to keep from shitting your pants.
Is this guy having a stroke the whole time he was alive?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Pretty much. I mean, he knew one thing, and that was like football. And that was it, right?
That's what TBI does to you. That's from the years he played.
Right. That's totally what it is. He had TBI. He played with that when they had those leather caps.
Yeah.
just slamming into each other.
A good tackle is when you crack skulls with the other player. That's the only way you get a good tackle.
But good tackle. Yeah. Don't count.
No, just say that onto a serious topic. And I don't know how far we want to go with this one. Did y'all see that shit I posted?
Yeah, about the volcano sharks.
Oh, no.
I did not see that.
I read that one.
Talk about that. We could certainly talk about that one if you want to.
The mutant sharks that NASA discovered in this underwater volcano.
Yeah, apparently.
Yes. Yeah. It's a new species of shark that's swimming in this highly acidic, super high temperature water around an underwater volcano.
Man, sharks don't care.
They found it. Well, apparently the biologists that know more than us say this is a very, very unique, as in one of a kind thing. So they evidently care a little bit. Yep, Sharkano.
Eruption of underwater volcano home to mutant sharks. Why are they mutants?
Because they've mutated to live there?
You mean they've adapted?
Mutated?
See, this is
we got a biology professor in here tonight. Sorry, I forgot.
Well, I mean, it's just like, is it mutated means it usually results in something awful that can't breed and live. It's it mutated and died, and that's the end.
I think that's just how you've heard the word used.
I mean, other than X-Men.
That's your connotation of it. I've never known mutation to necessarily mean something bad. It just means something changed.
I just know it. The only places I've heard it used are in fucking sci-fi movies.
Right, that too.
For sure. X-Men. I only ever hear it in, like, biology and stuff. Yeah, X-Men.
But you know, now that I've said that, you know, it usually makes whatever they're talking about a more effective killer. So, you know, you could say, yes, it has adapted to be a more lethal machine. So I guess, yes, mutated means adapted, becoming better.
I don't disagree that it doesn't mean they're adapting. I just meant it's not like a death sentence kind of thing.
Not always.
Either way, apparently these fucking sharks they're able to live in this highly acidic, super high temperature volcano thing.
Their gills are still able to extract the oxygen out of the fucking water there. That's crazy, because it's supposed to be just full of fucking everything except oxygen.
Hence the uniqueness.
Right. You would think if it was really, really hot, that would burn off.
Wow, you could see the amount of those molecules.
Yeah, that picture of it's insane. The eruption picture from space. It looks like a big worm coming out of the ocean.
Yeah, it's about to break the
surface.
Maybe it is.
Maybe. This is NASA's cover story.
I mean, I think there are a lot of mysteries about the Earth that they certainly could be exploring versus Well, they could do both at the same time. Let's not kid
ourselves. I don't think they spent $6 billion waiting for this volcano to erupt. I think it's just they've got sensors and they've got stuff in the oceans just for various things, right? Just they want to study things and
they just happened to be there.
Just happened to be there and just saw a volcano and went, "Oh shit!" And then they went, "Wait, what the fuck is that shark? What is that shark doing down there? Shark? No, wait, it's not dead. What the fuck?"
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, look at it. It's hunting.
One of the scientists, you hear him just rolling across the floor. He's smacking the other guy who's eating a Cheeto bag. He's like, dude, look.
It's like that scene from Back to the Future where the black guy gets on the phone and he's trying to call up his cousin. You know that new sound you're looking for? You ain't going to believe it. And he's like looking at everybody's freaking out.
Oh yeah.
Can we just not be racist one episode? Come on.
What was racist?
I think you're racist for thinking it was racist. How about that?
I'm not racist, you bigot. It did look like a giant worm though.
Yep.
It does look kinda like a worm. That's all we fucking need, you know?
Yeah, amongst
all this other shit.
Scientists are like, "Oh, by the way, there's literally a dune worm."
Yeah, I don't know what y'all want to do about it, or
we're not sure how bad this is, but yeah. It's probably bad.
Yeah, it's probably going to be bad.
We're gonna have a bad time.
Yeah, we're gonna have a bad time. If you mess with the worm, you're gonna have a bad time.
What's this at? I don't recognize these land masses around it. Cavite is well known.
How much do you study the geography of the globe?
Oh, well, I mean, I catch myself just looking around at the globe quite a bit.
Is that why you need an extra 8 hours in the day?
Maybe.
Yep.
Like I told you, I need time to waste so I can just scour the fucking planet.
So you could just go through people's houses and Google Earth.
Like, you know, it's funny you said that, because as you said that, I checked the weather, and then I've just been zooming around the globe for like 5 minutes, and I got lost in Russia. And I'm like, wait, where the fuck is Moscow?
I do that shit too, man. I'll just be on Google Earth or even Google Maps and just zoom out and just kind of, you know, take off down through someplace. Oh, where is this? Just go look at Asia and just, you know, try to keep up with geography a little bit, knowing what countries where. That's helpful.
Do they post when they update those like Street View photographs?
There's a copyright on the image that tells you when it was uploaded, if that's what you mean.
Okay.
Yep.
They update that shit, right?
Yeah, they definitely do. They go back. I don't know if there's like a defined cadence, but you can go through some areas and you'll see, like, I don't know, copyrights of 2019. Then you'll go down a street and it'll all be like 2022 or something. Then maybe you come back and all of it's 2022 or 2023. Like, yeah, they definitely get updated.
I imagine the Bay Area is very mapped.
Probably, yeah. I mean,
Papua New Guinea.
I think they've done a pretty consistent job mapping everywhere at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's why they go through and update it. I mean, obviously I'm not saying they have 100% coverage, but they have a lot of fucking coverage.
They do. Yeah, they do.
Papua New Guinea. It's where it's at. It's over there off the coast of New Guinea.
Do they have any areas that are blurred out? They do, yes. Right? What are some of those areas?
Well, it used
to blur out military stuff.
Yeah, ours for sure, and allies. They unblurred Russia's at the beginning, all this nonsense over there.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they unblurred
Google Maps, free intel.
Yeah, that's what they... Well, it's like, I'm like, why, first off? Because our military doesn't need your guys' shit. They have better shit. More up to date.
I would imagine it's for Ukraine, not us.
It was no. We're giving them that stuff. You think we're not giving them maps? We're giving them fucking rockets.
I mean, yes, I understand.
We're giving them maps. It was just a PR thing. So all the everybody else out there could just be like, ooh, I can see Russia's military bases. It's like, okay. I'm sure you feel very in the know now.
I'm kind of surprised that the Russian government let Google get that close to begin with.
It's a satellite. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Oh, I thought you meant the streetcar. I'm sorry.
Oh, no,
I was talking about that the whole time.
My bad.
Okay. Well, I switched it up and I asked about the blurred shit.
Yeah, I thought you meant because they blur images from the streetcar too. Yeah, if it's like a military thing, or if it's I'm sure there's other criteria.
Naked people, they'll blur them.
Well, crimes being committed. There's one. I remember one picture, and it looked like a cop beating the shit out of somebody, and it was just blurry. Oh god!
There was people committing sexual acts on the side of the road. They blurred that.
Oh, yeah, so all of San Francisco is pretty much blurred from people jacking off on the side of the road.
So the only places aren't blurred are just covered in shit.
Heroin needles.
Shit and heroin needles. That's all they got. It's just dookie piled up on the sidewalk.
You're listening to this and you're in Frisco. I truly pity you people. I really do, because that was the nastiest place I ever been. I've been to Iraq. And that Frisco was the nastiest place I've ever been in my life. Just because you expect the richest city, like the highest, most expensive city to live in the country, to have a standard. Yeah, Frisco, yeah.
Frisco is the most expensive.
Really. Yes.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah. Number one. It was going on my old data here, old.
I believe you.
On the street.
Yeah, shit on the street. Needles on the street.
Seriously.
It's
not just a meme.
No,
I walk past human shit. Human shit.
Yes.
Multiple times? Several times. Once?
Almost daily.
Okay.
Yep, because I had about an 8-block, 9. I'd say this. At my fat ass, moving at my walking speed, it would take me about 25 minutes to walk to where I had to be. And I walked it twice a day, there and back. And I think there was one day where I didn't see shit. Or needles. There was needles everywhere. There's more needles than what shit. And I'm like, why don't they put out a fucking, one of those needle, biohazard deposit things?
Yeah, I mean, you're walking down the main street, I imagine, right?
Yeah, I'm walking like in the middle of it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just I went to Street View and went to San Francisco and dragged and dropped a guy just randomly to go into Street View, and
he found
me on Van Ness Avenue, which I recognize the name, and it looks like a third world country. I don't see shit, but like there's garbage everywhere, there's graffiti on like nicer looking billboards, there's construction, the buildings look like dirty and run down, like the skyscrapers and office buildings. It legitimately looks like, I mean, other than you can tell it's American because of the cars and stuff, I would believe this would be like Singapore or something, like a Southeast Asian kind of thing.
It's pitiful. I mean, it's so annoying because the weather there is fucking perfect weather. It's beautiful. It ain't a cloud in the sky. It's like 76 degrees with a cool breeze.
Oh man.
It was just perfect. Every day dry, wasn't like humid, nasty. You know, your clothes are sticking to you. No. Yeah. No. The sweat just wicks off your body.
Man.
It was an actual, like, the weather was like utopia weather. You couldn't ask for it doesn't get better than that. But I smell shit, I just smell filth, just nastiness everywhere I go, almost, and it's just...
Probably feel like you're going to get robbed, like, every minute.
Yeah, I was not happy that I couldn't take a gun. I was really unhappy about that.
But, sounds like a quitter's attitude.
Well, TSA would like a word.
If you shove a gun up your ass, will they go in and try to get it out?
I mean, I imagine this one go off.
I think they would see it in the scan and be like, oh, what do we have here?
If you take it apart first, you may be able to pass it off as, I don't know, repairs.
Action shit.
No, that's my spine. I have a bolt ran through it from my
got like arthritis. One of those fucking elephant guns. You walk through the metal detector and you got a muzzle sticking like up out of your mouth.
Sir, what's in your mouth? Don't worry about it.
Beads of sweat pouring down. Like, I really gotta shit. Yeah,
this up. Does that say Springfield?
I keep wondering why people just want to move out to California. I mean, is it just the weather?
It's the illusion. No, I mean, it's the prestige, the weather, it's the illusion of what they think they'll find.
Like, it's just, it's overrated at this point. I guess it may appeal to the younger crowd because they don't know, but... At this stage in my life, I don't give a fuck.
No, yeah. Hell no. Well, the other thing there is, you know, if you're born there, right, this is my home.
Sure. Yeah.
Right, so people would go to where I'm born and be like, this is nasty, this is filthy, disgusting. And you know what, though? I can look at it and go, yes, it is kind of nasty, filthy, and disgusting. We should clean this shit up and just
get
this riffraff out of here. But no.
Would you say that their filth is filthier than our filth?
I would say it's more dense and it's actual shit. What I'm talking about is just like, it's unkempt everything. It's like nothing is maintenanced. Nothing is cared for.
Even where we live, if you go to like, you know, crummy parts of town, it looks trashy, but ain't nobody shitting in the street.
There's plenty of shit downtown that needs to be fixed, for sure.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though. I have seen a deuce one time downtown here.
Yeah?
Yep. I seen the son of a bitch do it live. I was like...
Did you just stop and stare? Did it feel like you were watching like your dog take a shit?
I just couldn't believe my eyes. It was a lady.
Oh no!
Yeah, it was this lady. She's obviously homeless, mentally disabled, whatever. But we were walking back from lunch at work, and I just look over. We're sitting there waiting on the crosswalk. I look over in this bush, and there's this lady squatted down, and I just happened to see it at the perfect moment whenever it dropped, and I was like, this lady just dropped the deuce over here.
Dropping the dookie.
And I told K-Bar, y'all know who I'm talking about, I think. I know Snow does. I was like, K-Bar, look over there. He looked over, he went, oh my.
Oh my God.
Oh my. He's got that deep voice. His voice is so deep. It's like crazy deep. But I was like, oh, good Lord. But I mean, that's an exception. That's not the rule. What I'm talking about is like every day. It's like, wow, there's a fresh pile.
Right. Yeah.
Good God. Yeah. I don't see a dog anywhere.
Yeah, it's just so dirty. Like, I'm still just scrolling.
I encountered it is when I worked. So I worked in the hospital, and I'm not talking about a patient, right? Patients shilling themselves all the time. It's no biggie. But this was a doctor who had, he was a pretty unkempt individual himself.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's a neckbeard.
Totally shit his pants. Shit his pants. We're in I don't know.
Is something scare the shit out of him?
No, I don't know. We were...
How heavy was he? Here's the question.
Oh, he's a heavy dude.
Ah, yeah. One of them, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we were doing
a... far, that's what that was.
Doing a cholecystectomy, where you take out somebody's gallbladder. And finished up. Everybody's cleaning up, getting out. Yada, yada. You know, he's walking out. And there's like just a huge shit stain on the back of his pants. I'm like, God, man.
Come on. You didn't tell him.
Well, no. I'm not going to tell him.
I mean, you're pretty sure he knew.
I guess he'll
figure it out.
He'll figure it out eventually. Oh, man,
come on.
But, I mean, he didn't have the pace of someone. I mean, even for his size, he didn't have the pace of someone who had shit their pants. You know what I mean? So, I don't think he knew at the time. But how do you tell somebody?
He trusted
how do you tell
fart somebody? And didn't know. Oh, yeah, that is awful. Know.
Hold on. How do you not fucking know? Like, you can make a mistake and trust a fart, but if you don't know that you've shit yourself, you are a filthy
animal. You are a filthy animal.
You've done it before, and you've let it slide. Literally. But how do you tell somebody? Like, sir.
Say, hey, you shit yourself. You say, hey, big hoss. Hey, big hoss. He turns around, looks at you, shit yourself.
Hey, hoss. Yeah. Hey. Hoss. Watch that dookie, hoss.
Hey, hoss, Rick, you ought to go to the shitter. Yeah. Check that out.
Yeah. What smells like shit?
Did you shit your fucking pants?
Like, out in front of everybody.
This sounds like a Seinfeld skit, minus the vulgarity. It's like just hiking his legs up and like doing the sumo plant in front of you. Like, hey, big hoss, shit yourself.
Yeah.
Just make it like What's Idiocracy and everybody laugh paper? At it.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Lord. That's an awful story. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
He was
one of those, like, it was, he let it go a little bit too far. He was a huge individual.
He like, was large. We talking like 400, 500?
Probably closer to 500.
Shoo! And he was a doctor?
He's a doctor.
Or he's a surgeon?
I mean, he was a doctor.
I mean, I know surgeons are doctors, but there's doctors and then there's surgeons. They're a different breed.
Well, I wouldn't call removing somebody's gallbladder is surgery, but it's not like you're fucking fusing two vertebrae.
C3 and C4. Yeah. And, right.
Yeah. You know, there's different levels of surgery.
We're going to do open heart surgery. Yeah. We're going to crack the sternum open. Yeah. Put in the separator or whatever that fucking thing's called.
I'll fix your ingrown toenail, or could
give you a quadruple bypass.
Or quadruple bypass. We can do both the same day.
I'm gonna send y'all a picture. People listening won't be able to see this. I want you to tell me what you think about the clientele.
When they shit their pants.
No, but you get liquor and sandwiches here. Just look who's hanging. Look who's liquor hanging out.
And sandwiches.
Yeah, look at that.
Huh. Oh, Lord of mercy.
Yeah. Let me now to illustrate my point a little better. Hold on.
I'm sure they're all sober, too. No, nobody.
I'm going to go up. I went up two clicks. Oh, shit. And check this out. Huh. That's like half a block apart. Like, random restaurant. Nobody's parked outside. No nothing. Gladstone Market Deli and Liquor. Well.
I saw when I
farmhouse kitchen. They're like, nah, B, we ain't doing that.
Yeah. When I was out there, we stayed. Liquor. I mean, we were in San Francisco, and it was like that, man. Like, you know, the street we were on was fine. I mean, it wasn't great. It wasn't visually appealing. It was right down in the fucking heart of it. So it was just buildings, you know, kind of like what we're seeing here. But, yeah, we talked to the guy at the front door, you know, we're like, you know, where shouldn't we go? And he's like, well, if you walk straight, you'll be fine till you hit the water. And he said, but if you turn right or left, just don't do it, you know, so along those lines. Don't go down any side streets.
You have this one street out of this whole city. This one all you have street. Available is this one street until the water.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And let during me guess, the, day, on that
during
one
the
street,
daytime,
on that
it's probably
one
a different story. But.
Well, yeah, but I bet that one street actually had police presence on it too, right? Like you could actually see cop cars. That's usually,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
In my experience, when people are with like hotel staff or someone's like, stay here, you look around, you're like, man, there are a lot of cops. And you go where they're not saying, and you're like, man, where'd all the cops go?
Where'd all the police officers go? You're like, well, we're not going there either, buddy. Look, we're not like, dumb.
No, that's not the law over there. Over there, they have different law officers, if you will.
Right.
They have street law.
Street law. Boy.
Yeah.
Street law, son. Get your shit together.
You done goofed. You in the wrong territory, motherfucker.
What has this episode been about?
I didn't really like San Francisco, at least. I bet there's, like, beautiful, like, fucking countryside over there. Because you get the countryside and the weather. Yeah.
Yep.
I'd take
gorgeous.
That, you know.
Yep.
I'd take that, for sure. My my wife's I can't remember what he is to her. Might be like second cousin or something like that. But I've met him before, talked to him, and he's got some really cool stories. Because he was doing like a lot of crazy shit. Like he was selling real estate in the height of the height Ashbury era, which is
boy.
The fucking, like, the hippie movement and all that shit was going on. Mm-hmm. And he worked on, I think him and some other dudes started fucking Vodafone. Does that sound familiar to y'all?
Yeah, Vodafone. Yeah. That's a huge company. What do you mean that sound familiar?
Yeah.
You heard of this company, Walmart?
He shared a property line with a Skywalker Ranch.
What's that?
It's George Lucas's place.
Wait, how'd you know this guy again?
He's my wife's like second cousin or something like that. I can't remember
exactly.
And he's exactly.
A bajillionaire then, so.
Yeah, he's a bajillionaire.
You tell him to hook you up. Sponsor the podcast, damn. Come on. What's up?
Yeah, for real.
Get this Vodafone sponsor.
We're sponsors.
What is this shit? Play that card,
by,
baby.
Sponsored by Life Alert Vodafone.
Yeah.
Fucking Vodafone, damn.
There was some other shit that he did, but he was just one of those dudes that just happened to be, like, doing the right thing at the right time.
I mean, there's an element of, I guess, luck to things, for sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, smart guy.
Are you sure it's Vodafone? They're, like, centered in England.
It was something like that. Vodafone, Verifone, something. You'd have to, I'd have to go back and look and see what one of those companies started around that time. But,
Now I'm within 6 degrees of a billionaire.
Yeah.
Is what you're telling me. So.
I mean.
We need to come up with a plot.
I mean, it was something big.
Allegedly.
It may not have been Vodafone, you know. I'm just trying to recall from memory. It's been probably a year or more since I talked to him, and I just talked to him that one time. But he's very he's a sharp dude, you know, and knew a lot of like techie details about all that shit and all that. But Yeah,
he's crazy.
But he sold his fucking ranch out there. I don't know where they live now. I think they tried to move closer to their children or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty nuts, dude.
That is just wild.
You blew his brains out. He's done.
You did. I'm tripping out. I can't believe this. And he lives in Frisco?
Wherever Skywalker Ranch is, he lived right next to him. He lived next to George Lucas was his neighbor, basically.
That's the other reason people love East Coast like that. They're close to L.A. and Hollywood, the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, I thought you were going to say George Lucas. No. Like they got just fucking thousands of people migrating to California every year, so they can be closer to George Lucas.
They probably actually do, but I don't know.
Well, that's probably fair.
It is George Lucas, after all.
It is.
Did he write Star Wars? Like,
yeah,
the whole thing, or did he just do the movie? Like, as
no, he wrote it.
Like
too.
Peter Jackson to Tolkien here.
No, he wrote it.
It's his.
Yeah,
the whole thing. Huh?
Okay. Yes.
It's his idea. The whole thing, top to bottom. Well, maybe not the new movies, right? But
I doubt he takes credit for that.
Original trilogy and the prequels, I guess you could say, 1 through 6. But he wrote more than that, right?
I don't think he wrote any of the new ones. I think he wrote a couple of like screenplay adaptations, maybe.
Okay.
Actually, no, hold on. So he only wrote, because he became director and producer exclusively on some of them. Let me look it up. Because I remember being surprised. I happened to just see this a couple months ago. I was watching some documentary. Yeah, so he only wrote... He wrote all of Star Wars. So, director, writer, producer for A New Hope. For Return of the Jedi, he wrote and produced it. He did not direct it. For Empire Strikes Back, he did the storyboards and produced it. Did not direct it. And then for all the prequels, 1, 2, and 3, he did all three. Fully wrote, fully directed, fully produced. Because that's where the memes came from, right?
Damn.
About why they're so
bad. That's
because people are like, you know, he had a great idea, but for the original trilogy, he had other people surrounding him that were like better at certain things than he was. So it meshed together. But then with the prequels, he tried to do all of it on his own.
Oh, that's where he fucked up.
Yep.
You fucked up.
You can't be just one dude and try to do all this shit. Especially
yeah, no man rules alone, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
You need to make a team. I'm building a team.
I put a team together.
That's it. I put a team together.
You know, you're in some like, you know, shanty or something, or you're out ice fishing and you see George Lucas walking across the ice. You know,
you're like a former
screenwriter.
I knew you would come one day.
Yeah, I knew you'd come one day. You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. I'm here.
Put a team together. I told you I don't write scripts anymore. I told you I don't write scripts anymore.
God,
that was in the past.
Damn it, we need you.
You remember Jar Jar? That was in the past, man. In the past. We need you.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, I'm in. That was probably one of the better episodes of that season. I hope that's what we're both quoting or referencing here. Is that Rick and Morty episode?
Oh, no. I was just making shit up.
You haven't seen that? Oh, dude. No. Oh, you have to watch that. It's totally a fucking, like, they're just making fun of heist movies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the classic heist movie.
Yeah, story. It's so funny. It's like, like, whenever I first seen Rick and Morty, I was like, okay, this is actually, you know, really pretty smart and funny. and pretty dark. It's my level of dark. And then the whole world just decided they loved it too. And then it became too much.
Yeah.
And the next season was just eh. And then the season after that was eh. And then I quit watching it. So I'm not even paying attention anymore.
I hate that, man. Why does popularity just fucking ruin things?
I don't know. I think it's got to be like the album, the music thing. It's like you do an album and there's nothing else like it. You had that one album that was just perfection. And then everyone wants you to do it again. It's like, dude, I can't do that shit again. That you don't realize how perfect that was the first time. Because it was novel. It was new. It was, well done. And it's just like, man, you can't capture lightning in a bottle like that.
Right.
It's not going to be that way. So they're very, those things that keep something going. It's like Seinfeld, right? Not every episode was a winner, but every season, people love every season of that show. And I think that's why Jerry Seinfeld just stopped it. He just like, that's it. We're going to go out on a high note and it's going to live in infamy.
I mean, people hate the last season. The last season of Seinfeld's shit.
The last season ain't that damn bad. Damn.
Last season is shit. I love that show so much. Dark. It is fucking shit. I wish I could strangle Jerry Seinfeld with his own fucking excrement. Like, what are you doing, my guy?
The last episode was pretty cringe, but the last season.
What about The Office?
I thought the last season and a half of The Office sucked dick as well. I loved most of it. Well, it's just after Steve Carell left, so we can. Okay, this is something I'm pretty passionate about, so I can talk about this for a minute. So the first season, I feel like the first season of a lot of shows are kind of bad. The Office, I don't like the first season that much, but you also have to keep in mind it was only 6 episodes. It was a pilot season, basically. Mm-hmm. NBC didn't think it'd do anything. They're like, the UK version, yeah, sure, it was kind of popular. This isn't going to catch on. Fuck you. We're not going to put any money in it. And then it caught on, and they went, oh, well, okay.
Never mind.
And so they did season 2, and it was a full run of like 22 or 24 episodes. But if you notice, the lighting, the camera quality is still pretty bad. Season 3, it's like a huge jump. It's like, oh, this is a professional production now. Season 2 is like better than season 1, but still kind of weird. And then Steve Carell left after season 7 because he was doing a bunch of movies too, and he was like, I'm kind of done with it. I feel like the character's kind of, I like everybody on the show, but I just want to leave. I'm done. I'm going to do movies and stuff. And they took characters to keep it interesting, I guess they thought. They took characters that had meaningful character development, like Andy, and they completely reversed him to like almost a child state. They just did a bunch of shit with characters. When you have a show like that, the whole reason people watch is for the characters. It's not the plot. It's the characters and how they're written to do
right.
stuff.
There is
for
no
their
plot,
character.
Really.
Right, exactly. And so when you take these beloved characters and switch them, switching them is dangerous and sometimes bad enough, but doing so in such a way that's completely, like a complete 180 from everything you've been building, it slaps everybody in the face. And right. that's what happened. Season 8 had a couple of tolerable episodes, wasn't fucking terrible, I guess. And they started getting really dramatic with Jim and Pam, the two main characters, and their relationship, and it's strained and blah, blah. It's like, fuck, I don't want, this is not what I want from the show.
I want serious. I want stupid.
Right. Yep. And then season nine is fucking garbage. And actually, one of the things that it's, I want like silly. Yeah. I want silly and fun. I mean, it's just, Mindy Kaling, the Indian girl that had her own show afterwards. Yeah, I think she stopped writing in season 7. She was a big writer on the show the whole time. And so really? Was Ben, BJ Novak, the guy that plays Ryan. He was a big, and Toby, the HR guy that everyone hates, he was a huge writer. All three of them were writers, like huge writers for the show the whole time while they played their characters.
No.
And after season 7, I think BJ and Mindy left and Toby wasn't writing as much. And you can definitely tell just the writing difference, just fucking garbage. Like, it's just, it doesn't match the show at all.
It's amazing how it comes down to the writers, like every time. It's like, who's writing this? Jesus, what is happening? Well,
another example of that is the guy that played Stanley tried to do a cash grab thing. Did you see Gus Johnson talk about it a year or two ago? The guy that played Stanley tried to do his own spinoff of the character Stanley, and he was trying to get it kickstarted. And he put out, like, teaser videos of, like, him, like, doing little act, and it was garb. He was sounded just like Stanley. Obviously, I'm not saying he didn't have the voice anymore, but right. He was writing his own material, and it was fucking terrible. It seemed like a caricature of the character. Yeah, dude. And I was like, it's just this is why writers are important. Yes, actors are important too, but it's two very different skill sets.
Right. Yeah. You have to have good on both sides of that.
Yep.
I mean, so I would venture to say that you could even take a subpar actor and give them a good writer, and it would make more of a difference if it was a good actor with poor writing.
I mean, it worked for Star Wars. I mean, except Harrison Ford, I think, none of those people are really considered fantastic actors.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
No, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But I mean, the writing's so good, it's just like, well, fuck. this is awesome.
Yeah.
It made you care. I mean, they did okay, but
yeah, made you care about it.
Right. They did well enough to make you care, and that's because the writing was as good as it was. And it's the same. I watched a thing the other day. Oddly enough, you remember in the 80s there was a big writing strike, right? All the writers in Hollywood were out. So there were no shows that needed writers, could get produced. So this was like birth. Yeah, this was like the birth of reality TV. Oh. Right? So there's no writers. So we're just going to go out and film some shit happening live for real and then edit that and cut it together and make a show. Well, what's the number one show for like 35 years now, longest running show ever, almost, other than Simpsons, I think. Fucking Cops. Jackass.
Oh.
Cops. It's fucking Cops. That was born out of the writer's strike. And it was just a, you know, bunch of guys were like, you know what, we're just going to ride around with Cops, film it, and then cut it together and make a show out of it.
Dude, I had no idea that's where that came from.
That's where it came from. I know. That blew my fucking mind. Right. And they even talked about the song. Like, it's like, where did they get the song? It was like, they paid that band $2,500 for the rights to that song.
Nice.
It was a reggae band. It was like the most exposure reggae has ever gotten in the United States was that
and now,
song.
And now if you go on Google Maps, you can see them outside of Gladstone Market.
Good.
Let the Cops roll up there and see what happens. But yeah, I didn't know that either. I was just like, whoa. But yeah, that's where Cops came from. It was just like, this was the beginning of reality TV. If we ain't got writers and we can't make a show, then we're gonna go film some real shit, cut it together, make it more. And then it got so much, you know, there's a lot of shit that went on. The episode went a lot deeper into Cops and some shit the producers did behind the scenes. It was kind of shady.
Like faking stuff?
Well,
did they set up like fake arrests and stuff?
No, just saying that people had signed waivers when they may have not exactly signed waivers and agreed to have let their arrest. Like, because, you know, they're being arrested. So, but you're going to record it and produce it and cut it together and sell it? You better get a waiver.
I don't know, man.
They would have to either blur it out. So if they don't blur it, right, that's the key, right? If they don't blur it, blur out all of it, then they got to get a waiver. If they do, if they're allowed to show the person's face, then they have to have a waiver. And it was that whole thing, like people saying, I didn't sign no waiver, and, you know, but you showed my face on TV and all that shit. And, you know, it came from Cops and criminals alike. So they were... Yeah, it came from both sides. So the people that produced it got a little shady sometimes, a little free with their just letting it ride and not blurring the faces of people.
I would think that after they've been arrested, it was kind of public.
Still have rights.
The fact that they got arrested is public information, but
even mugshots.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's different than being filmed.
Yeah, so that's different being filmed and then it being sold for advertising, right?
Yeah, so what if it's one of it's the police department doing it. The other's a private corporation, like D saying, they're filming it, they're selling it, they're making money off of it. And just because you're arrested.
That shit costs like $2.
I don't know. I've thought about that before. I don't know how that's okay to sell and make money. Again, to make money off of, right?
Right.
Like, I don't know. I think it may be the case that just they don't get caught because it's fucking, we don't live in the biggest area.
Yeah.
That shit's big. That shit's all the way down to where I'm from.
Just busted?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it is.
Or maybe it's different people with the same idea, but all I can figure is it's, since it is a public mugshot, that's public information, so you're allowed to print that.
Somebody used to buy them and bring them into the hospital, and we'd all look at them. And I'd try to find, like, I'd like, cover up what they've been arrested for, and I'd try to spot the pedos.
There's a thing to Google right there. There's a thing to Google. To Google your local sex offender registry. It'll map it out.
No,
you'll
thanks.
Be like, oh, no.
So, my neighbor. The wife and I would do that with Just Busted, but we do drugs. We try to pick what drug they were on. that's definitely coke. Oh, heroin for sure. Meth.
No teeth. Sure. Meth.
Yeah, meth. Meth was pretty easy. So sometimes I'd see some girl that's really hot, and I'm like, man, what'd she get busted for? She's
always
pretty
hot.
Yeah, always drugs. Sometimes theft.
Ass.
Drugs or drunk driving, in my experience, fits those, like, almost always.
DUI happening a lot. Yeah.
Yep.
Lord mercy.
I want to browse through it and see some hot girl, and it's like, you know, arrested for sex with livestock.
Arrested for quadruple homicide of minors. You're like, what the fuck?
Jesus, dude.
Like some crazy level of depravity.
Yeah. She's still got, like, blood stains on her cheeks. Yeah, like, she's... Yeah. What the fuck?
They didn't even bother to clean her up. They just took her picture and fucking sent it. Let me see. Conspiracy to, what is it? Conspiracy for terrorism or some shit?
conspiracy to summon Baphomet.
Witchcraft. Witchcraft in Arkansas.
He's witchcraft. That's funny.
Get her out of here.
Like, speaking of that, like I think, you know, like Amber Heard, like, I think she's pretty hot, right? We can all agree.
Oh, Lord, we ain't got time for that.
I'm not trying to be, like, contrary. I just don't really see it. Like, I'm not saying it's, like, a troll or anything, like a troglodyte, but I don't think so, man. I can't go there.
I'd go
average at best.
She's playing the, I'm just poor, pitiful victim right now.
No, I've seen, pick other pictures too. I'm not just counting the trial. It's just not for me, I guess. I don't know.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating cookies. Damn.
I don't know.
I said average. I didn't say awful. Worst thing I've ever seen.
I'd still get my dick wet.
I guess if you twist my arm about it.
Yeah, good.
Man, that's something we need to talk about next week. We need to talk about that fucking trial. Not even giving serious opinions. Literally, just the memes. And it's going to be 98% her getting owned by her own lawyer, by her own team, and Johnny Depp's team.
Here's my hot take, right? They're both despicable human beings, and they deserve each other. 100%.
He's 100% not.
He is He is such a piece of shit. She is a piece of shit. I'm so glad they have made each other's life awful as it has been, because I hate them both.
Why do you hate? Give just top one reason off the top of your head why you hate each one of them. Just one reason.
Why I hate each one of them? Because that bitch is such a fucking manipulative liar.
She's
doing that fucking thing where
I'm a victim.
Oh, everyone's going to believe you, me and not you. Why would they believe? I'm a woman. She played that fucking card. We got her own audio saying that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Yep. So, all right, cool.
So, but what about him, though?
Him, this motherfucker, got on stage, and I think it was 2017, 2018 or so, And he thought he was going to be cool and virtue signal. And he said, you know, it's been a long time since an actor has killed a sitting president. And it's like, okay. That's not calling for violence. That's fine. Ah, I see. Okay. You're fine. You're cool.
I actually don't know. I didn't know that happened. I don't remember that at all.
It's on video.
I believe was it like the Oscars or something? Was he accepting his award?
No, he was at some dipshit film festival, and you know he was the coolest guy there, probably headliner or some shit. I don't know, but he was up there talking about, you know, somebody should really go and fucking kill Orange Man. But it's just like, dude, you really? That's not okay. Doesn't matter who's sitting in there.
Yeah, publicly calling for the sitting president to be murdered
How are you not dragged off in cuffs? Like, me, if I did that, that's
right.
GG. Yeah. GG no re.
your door is going to be busted down to Secret Service. So, like, hey, come here.
So, on top of the stuff I've seen from this trial, he's a fucking drug addict, lying son of a bitch, too. Dude, you know, fuck them both. Fuck them both, man. I'm glad their lives are miserable.
I think we should definitely talk about that next week.
We get
get your
guest star in here.
Oh yeah,
talk about that. Talk about
that's right.
There's plenty of movie material next week.
Yeah, that's true.
I also went and watched what is it? Doctor Strange and the something of Matt, was it?
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Multiverse.
Yeah. I've heard generally positive things that it's a weird horror movie, kind of. It's not great, but it's not bad.
I'll allow that.
It's Sam Raimi, right?
Yeah. Sure is.
Cool.
It's okay. Yeah. There are parts of it I'm like, what? what? Well, there were other parts where I was like, yeah! Oh, fucking A, dude. I loved it. There were parts of it I loved it. I was like, yes. It's been too long. Anyway, I'm shut my mouth. That's content. That's okay. Content for another time. But yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, it's been real and it's been fun. And if you're going outside, try not to step on shit. You live in California.
Bless your hearts.
Yeah, bless your heart.
Yeah.
Dicks out for Californians.
And Harambe.
And Harambe.
Later. Peace.
So, sorry I didn't have anything prepared.
No, man, it was fun. It was just fun shooting the shit.
I had fun as shit.
I proposed the title for this one is just miscellaneous. Just abbreviate it, though. Just M-I-S-C, period. And that's all it is. That's the fucking title.
Or you could just misspell the whole word miscellaneous, like M-I-S-S-E-L-A-Y-N-E-O-U-Z.
Miscellaneous. Miscellaneous. Okay. Yeah, I like that.
All right. I'm going to drop off here. I'm just fucking tired. I will talk to y'all tomorrow.
Word, dude.
All right, man. Good night.
Peace out.